with I'm Gonna Count to Three, a Metro Parent podcast. Today we're going to talk about art projects and where to go for extra art projects for the kids, workplace family-friendly policies, and then we're going to talk about some of the things that our kids say in a dramatic reading. I'm Amy Schwabe.
And I'm Matt Colby.
Let's get into it. Matt, we talked about, you were kind of talking about, and I forgot which daughter it is, the one who loves doing art project, was it Mia?
Mia, yeah.
And you were saying how she makes such nice art projects for you, and kind of after we finished the podcast, we were kind of having an extra discussion about all of the crazy projects that come home with our kids and what to do with them.
Yep.
And I don't know, you know, if our kids should be listening because we were, you know, talking a little bit about, you know, what's their best word.
Right, right.
And getting a little judgmental. No, just kidding. Yeah. But, or talking about, you know, in the middle of the night, the wee hours of the mornings, going through their take-home folders and stuffing things in the garbage that, you know. Because the fact is, they get too much stuff.
There's a ton of stuff.
Yeah, I know. And it's just, I actually was at my kid's school yesterday and they were cleaning out their lockers and I swear I saw a kid throw a textbook away. So I don't know. They're throwing stuff away too, right? So whatever. But I thought that it would be cool to talk about just, you know, maybe one or two of the things, like the cool ideas you have for saving your kids' stuff, like the best work, and then kind of culling through the rest of it. So what do you got?
Well, I know what we do, when we first moved into our house, we got a lot of old pictures and stuff from, like, my parents that we just hung on the wall, just have something on there. Mm-hmm. And as our kids have gotten older and have made really good stuff in art class, we've kind of replaced them with
those. You're replacing the real artwork with the good
stuff. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we buy cheap frames and just frame it in that and put that up in our house, and it looks really good. And we do have a couple file cabinets, like drawers full of work that is, like, cute or funny that we just can't really display anywhere, but we just want to save it for when they get older.
They'll love looking back at that.
Yeah, and most, like, last night we read through a poetry book that Mia brought home that she wrote, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So that's going to go in one of those. But, yeah, most of it, art-wise, we just kind of frame it. If we like it, put it in frames and hang it around the house.
I like how the key thing, if we like it.
Well, yeah.
I know what you mean. No, we do something kind of similar. I think most kids do, like, when they start coloring, they go from, like, a scribbling phase into being able to, you know, real color.
Right.
Alex had, like, a phase in between, the frantic drawing of Elmo stage. She was, like, seriously, when she was two, she all of a sudden, when she had a Sesame Street coloring book, and she would look at it, and she would just start, like, frantically drawing sketches of Elmo, and she, instead of coloring, she would, like, fill the whole page with sketches of Elmo, and, I mean, everybody thought that it was hilarious to watch her. Like, at her second birthday party, we seriously had about, you know, 10 grown adults just standing for, like, 10 minutes just watching her draw pictures of Elmo. So, because they thought it was funny, she got tons and tons of Sesame Street coloring books. So, you know, when they started taking over the house and she had gone past that stage and it was time to kind of get rid of some, I couldn't just throw them away because I had all these pictures. So I spent, you know, probably a whole afternoon just going through the coloring books, cutting out the pictures of Elmo, and then I framed them, like, in a poster frame.
Sure.
And now, just like you, that's the focal part of our dining room instead of real art. So, yeah, just fun stuff like that. I thought that it would be cool to also talk about cool places in Milwaukee or, you know, Southeast Wisconsin that our kids who really like art projects can, you know, make some more stuff to bring into our house. You know, the good stuff. So do you have any ideas for that?
There's a couple places around in the Waukesha area where they, I think one is called A Touch of Glaze in Waukesha, where they can pick out, like, a pre-made ceramic thing and paint it.
Yeah.
And they can glaze it and everything, and then they can pick it up a week later after it's all ready. And there's a couple places, I think Soulfire Studio in Delafield does stuff like that. And then there is an art studio in Oconomowoc, and I can't remember the name of it at the moment.
We can put it on the resources.
Yes,
thing for
but
our... for Metro Parish.
They do birthdays and stuff like that. My daughter went to a birthday party there 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And they all painted a canvas, and it was really cool. It was like a pre-sketched out outline, okay. And then they just painted it in and stuff, and it was really cool.
That's cool.
The place I was trying to think of was called Bloomprint Studio.
Where'd you say that was?
Oconomowoc? It's in Oconomowoc. I think it's still in the same building that Wayland's Ice Cream is in. It's kind of in the back of it.
Oh, fun.
So,
okay, yeah. Cool. Ever since Alex was in fourth grade, so this was a few years ago, and she was, ever since that she went on this Girl Scout trip, I talk about, like, the magic of art, and I will say I cannot draw anything. I'm a horrible artist.
Oh, I agree. I'm the same way.
But they did a similar thing where they went and they did, they painted canvases, and there was a person in the front of the studio and they were just following the directions. And this was, so fourth grade girls, so they were in between the stage of like just being incredibly rowdy, running around crazy, and they were also getting kind of like mean girl cliquish.
Right.
So everybody was kind of like, oh, what is this going to be like, trying to corral these girls into doing this art project? And for like an hour, they all sat quietly, and they were painting. And then they started getting up and looking at the other girls' artwork. And that's when I got worried, though. They're going to be mean. They're going to say it. But they were all so sweet. They're like, you know, constructive criticism and saying, oh, you did really great at this. So, yeah, I'm always impressed by that. So I try to go to places with my girls just to, you know, sit back and relax. It's so relaxing. We go to La Terraza.
Okay.
It's on Blue Mound. It's in Tosa.
Okay.
And that's the same type of thing where you get, like, the ceramic thing and you can paint it. And it's just, it's nice. It's a nice, relaxing way to spend time. But also, I did want to mention, for the summer months, there's, I don't know if you've ever seen the Artists Working in Education. It's like a mobile art studio.
I have not.
Yeah, it goes to playgrounds, and it goes to a lot of the summer festivals. And the cool thing about it is they have actual artists who they spend like 3 hours at the playground or at the festival, and they have a bunch of projects, and they guide the kids. They kind of mentor them through the projects, and it's kind of come and go as you please. So it's cool because you're at a playground, so the kids can, you know, go play and then come back and do another project. So that's a cool thing to do, too. For our next segment, I kind of wanted to talk about one of the articles that was in Metro Parent for June. And it's all about family-friendly workplace policies. And I think this is a major topic, you know, for all parents.
Sure.
One of the things that we talked about in the article, there are local companies like Built Right Furniture and Allie's Bistro in Menominee Falls, and they both close on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard, like, you know, like, I think Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby, they close on Sundays too, but that's more of a religious thing. For these people, they say that it's so that families have, you know, that day, their employees, where they can spend time together. And that's, I thought that was interesting, and it's especially interesting that a restaurant is doing that, you know, closing on a weekend day, and just, like, how important, you know, family is to them.
Mm-hmm.
There was also Ole and Lardner. There was a woman from there who talks about how they have, like, a zoo day every year. And just things like that that show that, you know, your workplace cares about your life outside of, you know, the workplace. And I think that's what makes you a good employee, I guess.
Sure.
To have that balance. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I remember growing up, my parents, or at least my dad's work, would always have like a picnic every year where they'd go to either a park, or sometimes it would be the state fair or the zoo or something, and we'd always do that, and that was always fun. But then as times change and stuff, that stuff kind of gets pushed off and not done as frequently, so it's nice to still see that those things still exist and that there's still a conscientious effort to focus on the family, because the work-life balance is very important.
It totally is. My husband and I always talk about, like, both of us would much rather have, you know, more vacation days or flex time at work than a higher salary. I'm going to do a poll on that, actually, Metro Parent. I'm curious I think it's just the time with family is just more important, I think, for a lot of people. Just the flexibility. Like, a few weeks ago, there's construction going on outside my kid's school.
Sure.
The construction crew hit a gas line, and so so school got canceled.
Right.
And I was on my way to work when it happened, when I got the phone call, and it was very cool, I guess, just to be able to call and say, okay, I'm going to work from home today. I mean, for two reasons. One, because I actually was a little concerned. I'm like, okay, there's a gas leak. Like, what's going on? It was all fine. And also because I knew that, you know, the girls had been at school for like 20 minutes and they were going to get the rest of the day off. And I knew that they were going to be super excited. So it's nice to be able to spend those moments with your kids. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. We do get the benefit of having a fairly flexible schedule with our work days. And it's nice because, if a kid gets sick or something, it's not bad if we have to go pick them up. And, I mean, cell phones and laptops, that all helps. It also can make it harder to unplug from work because you're basically always available.
Very true.
But you kind of find a balance. And
that's actually a really good point. I think that makes you have to be more self-motivated to actually stop working
from be these aware hours of,
I'm
like,
not
going
to be working, right?
Yep.
And that's actually a good point for me to think about, too, because I know sometimes my kids are like, when are you going to stop working? And it's like, okay, I'll stop right now, yeah. For our third segment, I listen to other podcasts. I know, not just this one, but and sometimes they do dramatic readings of things that are, like if they're talking about TV shows that are just funny or just things like that. And I thought that it would be cool because we always talk about the funny things our kids say. So I thought it would be cool to, kind of act out a few conversations from them. Should we do one from your life first?
Sure. Should we start with the short one quick?
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to play Mia or Layla?
I don't know. Whose voice do I sound more like?
Both of them.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll be Layla.
All right. So Mia starts out saying, "Mom, I want Pokemon Moon for Christmas."
Yeah, well, no one is going to get you anything, probably. Except maybe Nana. Okay, did I do that right?
Yes.
Because I actually said it. She's probably thinking like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, no one's going to get you that.
Sorry, you're not getting it. Yeah.
She did get it for Christmas.
Oh,
and
did
not
she?
From
Nana? No.
No, got it from Santa.
Oh, Santa got it.
Yes.
Okay. You know, she should have thought of that. Yeah, Santa might bring it too. For actually both of the ones I have, Alex has been in a weird joke-telling phase lately. And it's not like, like when your kids are really young and they tell really stupid jokes and that make no sense whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
Alex is older, so she's just like, I don't know, she's just getting them wrong? I don't know, but I did tell her, I have her blessing to do this because she thinks it's funny, too, that she's messing these jokes up. So let's do this one. Why don't you be Wendy?
Okay.
And I will be Alex and myself.
Okay.
So, this is Alex starting. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
What?
What who?
And now Alex is silent because she's thinking.
What who?
Huh, well, that didn't turn out the way I expected. And then we all started laughing because just the way she said it. And then I said, how did you expect it to turn out? And Alex says, for some reason, I thought Wendy would say, what's up?
Did you forget how knock-knock jokes work?
She did. She completely forgot. And that's the thing, too, that I think, like, the interplay between sisters, it's some of the things they say are just hilarious.
Well, and sisters, just in general, from my own experience, they'll go from bitter enemies to best friends in the span of, like, 10 seconds.
Perfect segue to your
Yes,
next
this
one.
this was a dinner conversation my two daughters had a couple weeks ago. They were sitting up to eat, and Layla was upset with Mia, so.
Okay.
So I will play Mia and myself, and Amy will play Layla.
Okay. So I'm Layla. Mia won't stop looking at me.
And then Mia's quiet, just kind of staring.
I pictured her just staring. Okay. Stop it, Mia!
I'm not doing anything!
Stop it!
And then I burst in with, guys, just ignore each other. And then about 30 seconds later...
Mia, Mia, Mia!
Layla, what do you need?
I need to ask Mia something. Mia, Mia!
Mia, answer her. What?
I forgot.
That so many of Layla's conversations end with, I forgot. She's frantically trying to get your attention, and then when she finally gets it, she's like, I don't remember what I was going
to
say.
Do you ever wonder if she didn't really have something to say in the first place, or if she really is so involved in her emotions that she does forget?
A lot of it, I think, is she just wants the attention on her for a second. That's like and in, just calm the whole room down.
Yeah, that's like in school, too, when the kid is like raising their hand, oh, call me, and yeah. then they get called in, and they totally forgot what they were saying. So this next one is, Alex has also been trying to do riddles lately. I will be Alex, and Matt, you be me.
Okay.
I have a riddle for you.
Okay.
So there's a big house with a family living in it, and a murder takes place.
Okay.
Yeah. So the police come and interview the four brothers to find out their alibis.
Okay.
Okay, here are their alibis. You have to figure out which one is lying.
Okay.
The first brother says he was in the kitchen cooking. The second brother says he was in his room watching TV. The third brother says he was standing in the corner of the living room.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot to tell you something at the beginning. The house is circular.
The brother who said he was in the corner was lying.
How did you know?
Yeah, that's good.
That's what she does. That's what she's been yeah. doing with riddles. She forgets a key part, and then she tells you at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes my kids will tell jokes, and they'll give you the punchline before, like, they tell the joke.
Yeah, and then they try to make it funny, and it's like, yeah. it's yeah. like when somebody tells you a joke, and you don't get it, and then they try to explain it, and then it's like, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have to explain a joke, I mean, we ran into that last time. Not going to name names, but...
I know, as I was saying that, I'm like, oh, I didn't get your joke. But it was funny.
So, speaking of jokes, are you ready for this week's?
Yes. All right. Okay, I really hope I get this
okay.
one.
Why didn't the sun go to college?
Why?
Because it already has 9,941 degrees.
Okay, I did get that one. All right.
I do have to thank my wife for that one. She brought me that one. So it's kind of a mom joke this time.
Oh, that was a mom joke. Okay. Yeah. Well, in my house, now that summer's coming, we have the popsicle stick jokes, and those are horrendous. So
yes, maybe they're really bad. Those oh, that would be fun.
Okay. So. Well, I think that wraps up
yes.
for this week. So thanks for listening.
Yep. Thank you. Was provided by bensound.com.